PSPA News. New chair appointed to PSPA Research Committee. We're delighted to welcome the new chair of the PSPA Research Committee, Professor Karen Morrison. Professor Morrison has been an active clinical academic for many years, with internationally recognised research expertise in genetic and clinical aspects of neurodegenerative disease, with a focus on motor neuron disease, MND, and on genetic aspects of Parkinson's disease. She's currently Dean of Education in the Faculty of Medicine, Health and Life Sciences at Queen's University Belfast and led the Belfast Regional MND Service until last year. Professor Morrison took over as chair of the committee on the 1st of August 2024. We would like to express our gratitude for Professor Nigel Lee, who has chaired the committee for the last 4 years. We're all looking forward to working with Karen and advancing our research work. Hashtag My Neuro Survey now open. Hashtag My Neuro Survey is the largest patient experience survey of people with neurological conditions and is run by the Neurological Alliance every 2 years. If you're living with PSP or CBD or care for someone living with the condition, please do complete the survey. It is open until the 15th of November 2024, and the results will help inform and influence the commissioning services for people with neurological conditions. It will also help PSPA to develop its own support services and policy and influencing work. To complete the survey, visit www.neural.org.uk/share-your-experiences-with-my-neuro-survey, the impact you helped to create. 2023 was a year of growth and investment which saw PSPA launch new services and invest in research and awareness. Our new impact report details the developments and achievements that were made possible thanks to your ongoing support. In the report, you'll find details of what we have achieved against our three strategy goals, which focus on support and information, research and awareness raising, involvement. You can also read accounts from PSPA volunteer David Pugh and PSP and CBD researcher Dr. Ed Jabari about how PSPA has supported them and how they are helping the community in return. View the achievements you have helped make possible on our website at www.psposassociation.org.uk/about-us/the-difference-we-make. News. Hello to Lynn. Meet Lynn O'Gorman, our new head of fundraising. Before joining PSPA, Lynn worked for her local hospice in Milton Keynes for 16 years, covering all aspects of fundraising. Following that, Lynn worked for Age Concern in Slough. Lynn said, "When I applied for the role, I'd never heard of PSP or CBD. Researching both conditions, I could see how little is known about them. This really resonated with me because when I was 31, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, MS. Unlike people with PSP and CBD, my diagnosis was quick and it was followed by a great deal of support. I'm grateful to have experienced good care and I want to see the same level of care given to people with PSP and CBD. My role in this is to secure funding so that the charity can continue to fund research, influence the care people receive from the NHS and statutory services, and develop PSPA support services. Just a few weeks after I joined, I was privileged to cheer on our largest ever hashtag Team PSPA at the London Marathon. What an amazing group of people. This is a very special community to be part of, and I'm determined to do whatever we can to support everyone affected by these devastating conditions." Royal Garden Party. A small group of volunteers and supporters of PSPA attended a Royal Garden Party at Buckingham Palace in May. The invitation came from our royal patron, the Duchess of Gloucester, who asked PSPA to nominate 4 people. Bruce Cleveland, who's living with CBD, attended the event along with his wife Nida. Since Bruce's diagnosis, the couple have devoted themselves to raising awareness. Nida said, "Despite all the water, we were damp down to our underwear. We had a really enjoyable and unique experience. It was so lovely to meet CJ and Chloe too, and we talked with the Duchess of Gloucester. It was lovely to get dressed up and go out with Bruce, a fun and memorable day for us. Caroline Jeffrey Shaw, known as CJ, a speech and language therapist, is a volunteer on our helpline. CJ said, "I was both nervous and excited, but most of all, I was honored to be representing PSPA. It was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and something I'll never forget." Chloe Cripps is also a speech and language therapist and has volunteered for PSPA for many years. Chloe said, "Attending the garden party was a real privilege. Buckingham Palace grounds were beautiful, even in the rain. It was a very wet day, but we were still able to enjoy the unique experience, shaking hands with members of the royal family, enjoying afternoon tea, and meeting amazing people from all over the UK. We met with the Duchess of Gloucester, who was very interested to find out more about PSPA and the people the charity supports. Supporting PSPA at Christmas. On the back cover of this edition of PSPA Matters is our Christmas catalogue, featuring this year's festive cards and our ever popular hummingbird tree decorations. Later on is our bauble appeal to raise money for our helpline and information services. However you choose to support PSPA this Christmas, it really does make a huge difference all year long.